With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Now that President Trump's 104% tariffs on Chinese imports taken effect, Beijing says it will hike its retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. to 84%, effective tomorrow.
Foreign Ministry spokesman Lin Jian said at a daily briefing that China would by no means accept the U.S. tariff hikes and extreme pressure exerted on China. Lin repeated China's assertion that it would fight to the end against what is described as trade bullying by the U.S., but did not say whether it would add to the 34% tariffs earlier announced on U.S. imports or apply other means. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The president, who says that countries have been lining up to negotiate trade deals with the U.S., says China should get in line, too, and he predicts that sooner or later it will. Overseas stock markets have taken a hit. Japan's Nikkei index tumbled 5%. The markets in Britain, France, and Germany down roughly 3% at their open. A leading GOP senator says there's reason for optimism on Capitol Hill.
Not all the change may be comfortable, but Senator Marsha Blackburn says it should come as no surprise.
President Trump has said that he was going to push forward quickly, and indeed we are.
Blackburn says both the House and Senate are well on their way to accomplishing one of the president's top priorities.
Making those tax cuts permanent.
As for concerns about a devastating trade war.
The president has over 50 countries that have already come to the table on tariffs.
And Blackburn reminds the Salem Radio Network, DOGE has already trimmed some $140 billion of fat from the federal budget. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the death toll and the nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic has risen to 113. On Wall Street, Dow features down 541 points. This is SRN News. Should a merchant be able to deny service based on his faith?
Should a Christian baker, for instance, be forced to make a cake for a gay wedding? A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 83% of Democrats and 56% of independent voters say yes, the baker must make that cake. 65% of Republicans say no. Majorities of most major religious groups also say yes, the baker must make the cake. Most white evangelical Protestants, though, say no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state of Maine is suing the Trump administration in hopes of stopping it from freezing federal money in the wake of a dispute over transgenderism. At issue is a Title IX anti-discrimination law and Maine's practice of letting males compete in female sports. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says her department is pausing some funds for Maine educational programs because of the state's failure to comply with Title IX. This is SRN News. The U.S. hosted fewer visitors from abroad last month.
Visits to the United States from overseas fell just over 11% in March compared to the same month last year. That's according to preliminary government data. Those numbers don't include Canada or Mexico, but air travel from Mexico dropped 23%. The U.S. tourism industry had expected 2025 to be another good year, but many travelers appear to be choosing other destinations. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Delta Airlines managed to top Wall Street's financial expectations in the first quarter, but the airline is trimming the number of planes it's adding this year, given the current economic conditions. Delta is also holding off on providing an updated full-year financial forecast. Delta CEO says with broad economic uncertainty around global trade, growth has largely stalled. More details at SRNNews.com.